Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
My rear end puckered when he walked in the room.
There's the mixtape right there.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says Blank's man boobs are leaking.
And James Strebel.
It was eight Miami heads. I thought they were fun. Sue me.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I have been hard on Mark Blankenbaker from time to time.
Okay.
But I'm done. Do you hear me, Bobby?
Done until he provokes you again.
No. I'm done making fun of Mark.
Why?
Because he's certifiably crazy.
Hour, good stuff. Went long in the 4 o'clock hour so Strebel could spout off more. 437-9680 UPS jobs text line. It is The Take on this Thursday. Rick Bosich is going to join us here in just a second. A friendly reminder, the 5 o'clock hour is presented by Cox's Spirit Shops and Evergreen Liquors. Cox'sLouisville.com. They're now delivering, and those Evergreen Liquor locations have all of the finest craft beer selection. And how about this? You ready for this?
I'm ready.
On Tuesday the 30th. Now, that's your final day, right? That's after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So you're back then,
right?
So
I'm back. Oh, yeah.
Well, on the 30th, Tuesday the 30th, we're going to be at the Evergreen location in Nulu.
Oh, there we go.
How about that?
I like that. I like that very much.
A little bourbon bar for your boy.
Yeah.
You like that?
The 30th. I'll have that marked on my calendar.
It's already on our little shared calendar.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
It's already there. So that should be a lot of fun. I'm sure you do. Again, Cox's Louisville.com, all the beer, wine, spirits, premium cigars. They got you covered tonight, the football game, and obviously this weekend with all the hoops games, football, and everything else. Well, let's get Rick Bosich in here, WDRB. Rick, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Good, guys. How are y'all doing?
Well, we're good. Your brain is like moving fully to basketball. You're like Jack Grossman. You're like 20% football, right? 80% basketball right now? Or what's the breakup right now in Rick Bosich's brain?
I'm at least 80% basketball.
That's what I figured. Yeah,
I like it, Rick.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Looking forward. Yeah. I've watched a bunch of games this week. I'll probably start tonight with Xavier, Ohio State at 6:30, and we'll go from there.
Well, I mean, at 8 o'clock you have Patriots and New England Patriots and Atlanta Falcons, right?
Well,
I mean,
you got Louisville at 7:30 first.
Well, there you go. Yeah,
that game will be over at 7:35, and then. I want to see. I guess Dave Ragone's coaching the Falcons, and I want
there
to
you
see
go.
Mac Jones guys is good. As everybody's saying, they're saying he's the second best quarterback in the rookie class behind Trevor Lawrence, maybe? Is that what people are saying?
Some people are saying he's the best.
They're saying right now he's the best. He doesn't have the best arm, but he's the smartest guy that makes the quickest decisions. And in the end, that's what football's all about, Rick.
And accuracy.
That's what football's all about. It's about putting your hand in the dirt and being accurate.
That's
you understand
right.
us? That's what it's all about.
There's plenty to watch tonight. It'll be an exciting night.
Well, smorgasbord.
It is. There you go. Are you familiar at all with Jack Grossman's journalism that he has done this earlier this week, and he's walking around prouder than a peacock, if you will. Do you know anything that's going on when I ask you that at all?
No, okay. Bring me up.
Okay, so Jack Grossman went into the belly of the beast. He went into Rupp Arena. okay? He went into Rupp Arena for the Mount St. Mary's game, and I was shooting my mouth off on the radio, and I said I'd give him $100 if he asked Calipari a goofy question, okay? And Strebel, who's the biggest cheapskate I know, he threw it, but he's got a magical Venmo account that he keeps from his family and everything else, like I do. He says, I'll throw in $50. So now we're up to $150, and then we just kind of forgot about it. And then Jack left, and this ate at Jack for 5 hours, okay? Do I ask a dopey question to Cal? Now, we gave him the question, and the question was, ask Calipari about the IU game, the IU rivalry, only because it always makes news.
Yep.
Like, the media around here always bites on it, Rick. You know that's true. They always bite on it, and Cal would be thoroughly confused after that game.
He feels good. His team played well.
And no one knows who the hell Jack Grossman is. Calipari, Larry Vaught doesn't know.
Mark Story knows. Yeah, that's a good one.
So Jack went around and asked some buddies of his, should I ask this question, my first time in Rupp Arena, asking a question to Calipari.
And then he cleared it with somebody.
He even cleared it with Mike Pratt during halftime. And that's where he got his confidence. And I don't know if you've seen it around the blogosphere, okay? But Greg Doyle's written about it. KSR's written about it.
CBS.
CBS Sports. Mike DeCourcy talked about it with us yesterday. I don't know who else. But it's picked its way up around IU and UK land, if you will. A confused John Calipari why he's being asked by this random guy
about his and Mike Woodson's relationship Kentucky.
If he's had a conversation with Mike Woodson, and I think now we're going to lay off for a while, but I think the next one we do will involve Reed Shepherd.
Yeah,
the angel Reed Shepherd. Excuse me,
heaven sent.
Yeah, deity. He's heaven sent. Reed Shepherd. So there you go. We got him popping. Are you okay, Rick?
I was actually under the weather for a few days.
Oh,
but
no.
I'm okay now, yeah.
Okay. Well, there we go. Hope that cheered you up.
Yeah, it did.
He was in the belly of the beast.
Did he couch it by saying that the women played on Sunday?
That's what he said.
He led with it.
I did. It kind of confused him, actually. That didn't help.
He asked him to repeat the question, Rick.
All right. Cal stared a hole right in his face.
Say what?
Say what? Oh, man. Cal wins by 27 or whatever. Who's that kid? Anyway, so where should we start with Rick Bozich? Let's start with football tonight and then obviously work our way back to basketball. I'm expecting a big win. It sounds like you're expecting a big win. So we all expect Louisville to go on the road, take care of business, and get some momentum for this Governor's Cup.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Duke's, what, lost six in a row or whatever? I mean, they've given up like 40, I think four of the last four games, they've given up 45 or more. There's a lot of talk down there in Durham about whether David Cutcliffe is going to A, retire on his own, or B, be kind of pushed out the door. He's been asked about it the last few weeks. It's at the point in the season where Duke looks like they've given up. So I would think Louisville will go down there and roll them and become bowl eligible. And Louisville's got a chance to change the final narrative of their season if they can win, you know, this game and beat Kentucky and then win their bowl game. I mean, fans should be fairly pleased with 8-5, right?
I would imagine that's the case. Let's just go out of order right now. If you had to pick the game, let's say it was on Saturday, who would you have winning the Governor's Cup?
Kentucky. I think Kentucky's still a better team. They're better on the offensive and defensive line. Definitely the offensive line, but the defensive line too, and better running game. Cunningham, I think, is probably a little bit better quarterback than Levis. Levis is a better passer, but Cunningham's hadn't turned it over the last two games. He's been very efficient. The game's here, although I'm not sure it's a huge home field advantage this season. So I would say Kentucky will probably be favored in that game by, what, six maybe?
Oh, I don't think.
Five or six?
I don't think so.
Maybe like three maybe.
I think the game's going to be under a field goal. That's just me. I mean, I think it could end up a pick-em. I mean, I think we're looking at a situation here. Maybe Kentucky's favored by a point and a half, two. I would be stunned if it was up to five or six. Or at least where I would go. I don't know. I'm not a Vegas odds maker. But
me, I guess I just look at it as, I mean, Kentucky's the second best team in the SEC East, and Louisville's in the middle of the pack in the ACC Atlantic. So, I mean, I know the game's here, but I don't know. I would, if you're saying I only have to
I take Kentucky. You only have to give 1 point. I think I definitely would take Kentucky.
Well, I think that
no question.
Yeah,
about it.
that's going to be the conversation piece. What do you make of? And Rick Bozich with us here from WDRB at Rick Bozich on ESPN 680-1057. Is there? I know fans are tired of hearing about this. And you probably don't know the answer. None of us know the answer. I'm having a really hard time, Rick, figuring out how many fans like Satterfield and how many fans have checked out and kind of what that breakup is, right? Like what the bar graph or the pie graph would say with the satisfaction or dissatisfaction with the Louisville fan. And I don't know what Syracuse and Duke will do to move the needle. I think so very much of it's going to come down to that Governor's Cup and then ultimately what the bowl game is going to look like. And I think, I think Satterfield's back next year no matter what. I think he could lose out, be 5-7 and be, you know, beat by Kentucky and still be back. But I'm just trying to figure out what the fan base thinks, and it's really difficult.
I agree. I pick up several different vibes. One, I mean, there are some people that aren't Satterfield fans. There's other people that are, it's not like they don't like him. They're just kind of bored by it all. They're not excited by it, I guess is the best way to say it. They're not enthused by it. But I think there's also a little bit of an overall malaise about it because, I mean, I've been to a couple of the basketball games, especially the one Monday night against Navy, and I mean, there were maybe, I think they announced 12,000. I don't think there were 10,000 in the building. I mean, before the game started, sitting with some people, and we were stunned how few people there were there. So I don't know what's going on, but there's definitely a lack of enthusiasm for people, you know, going to games.
Yeah, and I don't know what to do with that. That has been weaponized now back and forth between Kentucky and Louisville because both arenas have had, hundreds, thousands of empty seats. The problem I have is the whole conversation always goes back to, well, it's, you know, it's expensive to go and the games are late and the competition. You know, you can go through, you know, it's better to watch at home. And I put this on Twitter. Yeah. I just think it's, to me, it's so much of a scheduling issue. I mean, last night you had Indiana and St. John's play. Those are the kind, I mean, there should be, instead of having seven patsies on the schedule, teams in the high 200s and 300s in the KenPom, you should have four games that are like that. St. John's isn't the greatest team. Indiana isn't the greatest team. And we act like, you know, college basketball loves to puff its chest out that it's not college football, that you lose a game or two and it's not the end of the world. Yet there's a bunch of, I mean, Kentucky and Louisville, especially Kentucky, are just giving their home fans a bunch of teams in the, you know, 250 in the KenPom, right? I mean, I that's the issue. That's the issue here.
No,
listen,
it's
everything,
agree.
But it's that.
I mean, I wholeheartedly agree. I mean, you got Calipari, who's making, what, $8 or $9 million a year. He's in no danger of ever, you know, being in any trouble. And he schedules like he's a second-year coach. He's got like 2 weeks to go on his contract. He's afraid. He plays these. And whenever he does play good teams, and he played, obviously, Duke, and he's going to play Notre Dame, which is okay, and he's going to play Louisville, and then they play Kansas. But they never bring those teams into Rupp Arena. I mean, the game, they play them in, like, these neutral site places. And it's just – I don't get it. I mean, if I were a fan, I would think long and hard about going to a late-night game against one of these teams where you know there's – it's going to be a 30 or 40 point win. And the Louisville game, why they would play, you know, it's the ACC network, but playing the opening game at 9 o'clock against Southern University is bad marketing. It's just,
no, it's probably TV or streaming.
Do that to them.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. It's probably streaming TV.
Do that to them. And yeah. The Navy game was at 8 o'clock. I mean, people want to go earlier. I mean, they got things to do and they got out of the habit of going to games last year. And if you're going to play a team that no one knows who they are or aren't going to get excited about, so a lot of people are going to say, you know what? I'm not going to go through the hassle of going.
Well, here's what it is. Here's what bothers me. And Rick Bozich is with us. Calipari has been asked about this, and he even said this when Jack asked the question. This was the best part of the answer. He's like, well, if we dropped out of the Champions Classic or the CBS Sports Classic, first of all, that's money. We get it. It's prestige. It's to be on those things, and the Champions Classic is awesome. He goes to immediately dropping the Champions Classic. Well, no one's asking you to drop the Champions Classic. No one's asking you to drop the CBS Sports Classic. It's when you play 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, kind of 8 games in a row that don't matter, right? It's when, Albany's 300 in the KenPom, North Florida's 242, Central Michigan's 308, Southern's 301. When you play all those games in a row, it's a dead month. College basketball gives us a dead month, I feel like, or a dead 3 weeks. And that's the point here is mix in a St. John's, mix in a UConn. It doesn't have to be North Carolina. It doesn't have to be a home and home with UCLA. That would be nice. We would love to see that. But there are a bunch, college basketball has a bunch of middle ground, if you will, right? I mean, so many of the teams are middle ground. Utilize the middle ground. Cincinnati should be on everyone's schedule around here. Memphis should be on many. Why isn't John Calipari doing a home and home with Penny Hardaway?
Right.
I mean, what are we doing here? To me, all of this is very easy. And I'm complaining about probably about 3 games. I'm still giving you that you can have 4 or 5 of these bum games. I'm with you. But now they've hit. Now they've given us bum games, and then they hide the exhibition games from us, Rick. Indiana, did they hide the exhibition games from us? And it doesn't make sense.
I agree. I mean, 2 or 3 of them are okay. Maybe at the very beginning where you want to play more guys.
Absolutely.
And get, some of the younger guys some experience, but then knock it off. I mean, you can't play. And after Ohio University, you mentioned KenPom. Ohio University, their win percentage is 87%. The next 4, it's either 98 or 99%. So, what is the point? Why you'd have to, I don't know. I just don't understand the value in those games. And that's what you're asking people to pay for instead of giving them
a
little bit of sugar. And you're not giving them it. And when people quit going, that's when it'll change.
It's
not going to change until people
keep paying
for the tickets. And we've seen at some places people have quit paying for the tickets and going because they're saying, it's not worth it. And they're not the only ones that are doing it. A lot of schools are doing it that way, but I don't think it's – I agree with you. There's got to be a little bit of a middle ground where give us some teams that are like, around 100 in the rankings that are not these teams that are like 250, 299, 308, 301. I don't see the benefit of it.
Yeah, I believe, and I need to go back on Kentucky's schedule. I believe their schedule has reflected more of let's get teams in the 200s and 300s in the KenPom more after Dwayne Peavy left. I'm going to go back and look at some of the KenPom numbers and see if that's the case. But it's like your air conditioning or heating breaking at home, Rick, and you're like, wait a minute, is that the cable? What's going on here? Is that the washing machine that's controlling it? Like, no, guys. You're playing Mount St. Mary's. I don't know what you want from me. That's why you're playing Southern, who's 301 or whatever it is. So Rick Bozich with us here on ESPN 680, 105.7. Before we go to Louisville, just quickly, what do you make of Kentucky early on this season since we're on the Cats? What do you make of them right now? There's some good, there's some bad. Frederick's out for the season. What do you make of where they are, 2-1? A couple nice performances here.
I like their team. As I mentioned last week, Shwebwe is tremendous. I love watching him play. He plays, he's not Dennis Rodman, but he plays like Dennis Rodman in terms of the motors high up, and he's going to get every rebound that's up there. His rebounding percentage, he's grabbing a third of the offensive and defensive rebounds when he's on the floor. That's ridiculous. And Wheeler's played better than I thought he would. He's great at distributing the ball. They need a few more pieces to develop. I'm not sure. I think I voted them ninth in the AP poll, and that's where I think they are. It's higher than most people are voting them, but they're not at the very top with Gonzaga and UCLA and Kansas. I think those three teams are probably the best at this point, but they're in the next group of teams, and they've got a chance to improve because they have some young guys and they have some transfers, so they're going to be fine. But we're not going to know that until you know, they play in that other turn. Oh, it's Ohio State.
They have Notre Dame before
Notre Dame,
that.
Ohio State, Louisville, back-to-back-to-back, and then Missouri. Didn't Missouri just take a bad loss the other day?
Yeah, Missouri's terrible.
Yeah, they're not
Missouri
good.
Right now is 1-17 in the KenPom.
Yeah, they lost to UMKC.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. You know, you get into the – and this is just me complaining, but it's not like every conference game's good either. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, Missouri's not a good game. Georgia.
Didn't Vandy score like 40 points yesterday?
Yeah.
37 points.
Yeah, Georgia's not
Vanderbilt
a good game.
37 points yesterday and lost to VCU.
Vanderbilt's not a good game. I mean, right now, A&M 74 in the KenPom. South Carolina's 85. Right. I mean, it's not like just every single game in the SEC. And the SEC's a good conference. I want to be clear.
Alabama, Arkansas,
absolutely.
Florida, those teams in Tennessee, they're all good.
LSU, yeah. Even, yeah. I mean, they're 28 in the KenPom. We know about
Auburn,
my man Will Wade. Yeah. Yeah, you know it. So that's on the Kentucky side. The Louisville side, and Rick Bozich with us. I mean, especially defensively, and our guy Jeff Greer talked about this today. Wow. Louisville needs some work, and Chris Mack being gone maybe defensively is potentially the issue. And I don't know what if they're going to be 3-3, 4-2, a loss to Furman, a win from Navy. What do you make of where the Cards are? They're 1-1 since the last time we had a conversation.
Yeah, they do have some work to do. They got some things to figure out. I mean, the defense is one thing, but the rebounding is another thing. They've been out-rebounded in back-to-back games by Furman and Navy, and that's not a good sign. I'm not sold on some of the rotations I've seen so far. I didn't really understand why Cross didn't play more against Furman, and I think he showed that he should play more against Navy. I like Locke okay. He takes a lot of shots. He scored a lot of points, but he does take a lot of shots. And West has been okay. It's kind of what I thought he would be. He's a good defender. He's smart with the ball. He's not a dynamic offensive player. And one thing I would be concerned about, like watching Malik Williams, he still doesn't look, you know, like the Malik Williams of a couple of years ago.
Right.
And, you know, when he comes and sits on the sidelines, I don't know if you notice, he sits at the very end of the bench a lot of times and kind of props his leg up, and he's not moving real smoothly. So that's a little bit of concern to me, too, of what they're really going to get from Malik Williams once they get into the grind of the ACC season. You got to play a couple of tough games every week.
Yeah, I'm worried about that. Do you see that as the number one issue? It feels like with Sidney Curry going from 14 minutes the first game and starting to just 7 minutes the last two games, didn't play the other night. Roosevelt Wheeler comes in for 9 games. People want to see a small lineup. Withers back at the five, even though, yeah, I know it's a new offense. They don't want to do that. I think Malik and how he's moving and the depth of that position, I wouldn't call it critical, but I think they're trying to figure things out there, and I don't know how much they're going to be able to figure things out now that you're in the middle of the season.
Yeah, I mean, they do have to figure it out, and they have to figure it out over the next few weeks before they start playing. Well, I know they play Michigan State, but then once they get into the meat of the ACC season, to find out, you know, can Malik be a 20 to 25 minute per game guy, or what can they get out of Curry that I will or showed some decent potential against Navy. So if that's the route they're going to go, you better throw him out there and get him more minutes. It doesn't appear that they want to play Withers at the five, and he hasn't been great at four. So I mean, he's was more productive last year, I think, the way they used him. But I don't. Detroit's not very good. Mike Davis's team, who's in here on Saturday, so it's another experimental game for them. And They got to get more guys going. I mean, Williamson, that was an encouraging game for Williamson against Navy. He looked a little bit more engaged and aggressive and confident. And he's a key piece for them.
Rick Bozich with us here on ESPN 680 1057. Here in 3 or 4 minutes, we'll ask him what he thinks about Carlos Correa taking a shot at Derek Jeter.
So we'll
get to that. I'm kidding. Just mixing in a little baseball. A little baseball.
Did he say something about his gold gloves? He didn't deserve them? Was that it? Yeah.
Look at you knowing that.
Yeah.
I
follow
you.
Some stuff every
no,
once
you
in
don't.
A while.
That had to be on the front of ESPN.com.
It was something like that. Yeah. Either CBS Sports. Yeah.
What about Louisville's rebounding issues? How big of a worry is that? Because I think that's the big worry. You can't rebound more possessions. You can't rebound. Yeah.
Yeah, it's number one, two, and three. I mean, you especially against. I mean, Navy had one guy bigger than 6'7", and they were getting beat on the offensive glass. And I think not one Louisville player had more than one offensive rebound. It wasn't like they shot a decent percentage, but it wasn't like they were, you know, shooting an outrageous percentage that there weren't any offensive rebounds. They weren't getting them, and that's a concern. That's going to be a concern, because when you get into some of these dogfight games in the ACC that against teams that are more physical, if you're not going to be able to go to the class, you're going to get beat. And Mike DeGee said that after the game. I mean, that's part of what their identity's usually been, of being tough on the glass, and this team hasn't done that.
Two teams in the ACC in the top 25. The league is down. That's got to kill you a little bit, Rick, how rough the league is right now.
Yeah, I mean, Virginia got... did you watch them against Houston?
Yeah, but that's okay. They can stink. We don't want... They're done, okay? We don't need Tony Bennett, his boring style, and Lachlan McClain watching games 3 days later on DVR. We don't need that. No, it's okay. You know, it's on everyone else to be good. Let Virginia sit down there at 12th in the ACC. Yeah. How about Florida State? Florida, you know, we got to get Florida State.
Blown
yeah.
up by Florida. That wasn't good. And,
yeah.
Pittsburgh's terrible, and I watched Notre Dame. They struggled with Tubby's team before they finally beat them the other night. Duke is good. I mean, Carolina, again, is as they've been in a lot of recent years. They're not very good on defense. They've given up the last two games. They've given up 87 and 83 to Brown and Charleston, teams that are, you know, sub-200 teams in KenPom. So they're not – they play Purdue Saturday. If they don't play better than that, they're going to get buried.
Yeah, that's true.
You haven't even seen Purdue. You look at you over there. You won't watch Purdue, Strebel. I'm calling you out on that.
You're right.
You won't watch Matt Painter. I know you won't do that.
Yeah, you're right.
I know they are. Yeah. No, they are. They are good. Okay, last one. Indiana wins last night. I mean, that's kind of a big win. You want to make the tournament. That's the kind of game you got to win. It's the kind of game I appreciate, that being a home-and-home type of game. Where do you make of where the Hoosiers are and the win last night?
You know, they're better on defense, for sure, and they're more fun to watch, and they seem to be having more fun playing, but they still have a couple of the same issues that they had the last 4 years of Archie Miller, is they are still shaky shooting the ball, not only from the perimeter, but free throws. When they go 10 for 19 last night on free throws, you can't do that. And I think last year there's a good chance they would have lost that game. This year they didn't lose that game because Xavier Johnson is a better point guard than Rob Finnessy, and showed it. And they actually got some good minutes when they put Christian Lander in the game, which he hadn't played much all year, but he did a good job of handling a ball against St. John's pressure. And I think St. John's would be a tournament team. That dude that went off for 32 points, Champagne, the brother of the kid who played at Pitt.
Oh, yeah.
He's good.
I thought that was him.
He's player of the year.
It's his brother.
It's his brother.
For some reason,
Julian,
I thought
Champagne.
Yeah, I just thought it was him.
There's Jack.
I thought it was I'm like, golly, he's still there. I saw the last name and I go, oh, he's still in college basketball. Yeah. It's his brother. Hey, I learned something today.
There we go.
531. Andy Sweeney learned something.
Jack
there
knew.
We go. Of course he did.
He's college basketball guru. That's right.
Basketball Bennies. That's what you are.
Couple of them.
80%. That's because we're
80%. Probably more than 80%.
We got Ohio State at Xavier at 6:30, baby.
Oh, he is pumping his fist when you brought
Andy,
that up
Andy
earlier,
crushed
Rick.
Crushed me when I said that pre-show. That's what I was saying.
You got an hour before the football comes on. You got an hour.
Right.
Rick, that's what multiple TVs are for.
I got that. I got big. I see Rick Bozich is not going the double TV route. I don't see that.
Are you one TV guy?
I got an iPad.
Okay.
Oh. iPad Pro that I can hold in here and I can watch. It's easier to change channels on the iPad than it is on the TV for me.
I would agree,
so
but
I watch the TV and the iPad, so I can have several games going at once. And if something gets interesting, it's great. What I really wish that some of these Bellarmine games I'd be able to watch. They played St. Mary's pretty tough last night. Now they have
what, Gonzaga and UCLA back-to-back, but I'm not sure they're on TV, are they? I don't think they are.
No, their first game, Purdue, was on Big Ten Network Plus with a 14-year-old calling the game. And I'm like, no, I'm not doing this. I'm not giving you $5. Indiana will be on this station three times.
It's
and I'm not
$5. It's $9.99 because I almost did it too.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. I'm not giving in. Mostly just because I don't
care.
Aren't
they forcing people to do it, though? Didn't they push a couple of Kentucky games to ESPN?
It's coming up. No, the Central Michigan game, a couple of these bum games.
I think
Central
Michigan and maybe Albany, possibly, I think.
Rick, Ma, and Pa aren't going to be able to figure this out. Where are the Cats? You know how that's going to be.
Once SEC Network Plus.
Someone get Eric Crawford and ask him where the Cats are.
Cats? You know, Rick, you know where the Cats are?
It's going to be something like that. Well, Rick.
Eric's down in Durham tonight, buddy.
There you go.
Eric made the drive down there.
Oh, good for him.
All right.
It's a meaty drive. That's a nice, 8-9 hour drive? It's got some time behind. Yeah.
Solid eight, yeah.
Okay, it's a solid eight. There you go.
Tell him to say hello to Martin Blankenbaker.
Yeah, Martin Blank's there as well. If he fights a ref, make sure Eric's rolling tape in case Blankenbaker fist fights a referee at some point, which may happen if there's a bad call. Well, Rick, next week, obviously, we'll talk sometime, maybe Wednesday or Friday, I assume, and we'll talk about the Governor's Cup and have a good Thanksgiving, and we'll talk with you down the road. We'll talk with you next week. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good week.
All right, there we go. Bye. Little Rick Bozich on a Thursday.
That was a mild upset, him watching an iPad and a TV.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, that's how I'm sure that's how he watches the Sox during the summer.
Oh, there you go. The Sox. There you go. All right.
I got something for Mike Woodson. Recruit better. Well, I mean, you're an NBA coach. You have a big gun. You bring in Dane Fife and pay him a bunch of money.
Yeah.
Kenya Hunter is there. Is that his name?
Yes.
He's supposed to be the big gun.
You're an
NBA coach. I don't need some kid that looks like me.
Three-star.
Okay, some three-star. I don't need that. You understand
He's a side piece. He's not the main attraction of the class.
That's not what I...
Really?
Yeah. Look at Strebel. Look at that BBN evilness. Look at him right now.
He's not the centerpiece of the class.
Jack doesn't know.
Like, I'm not going to sit here and say that they're going to recruit at the level of Kentucky. That's stupid.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you for going out on that limb.
You saw them get a top 30 guy in Tamar Bates. Next year, they have a top 35-star Jalen Hood-Jafino. Just get one or two. I'm not asking them to be Kentucky to have 6-1-and-dones.
No, will Indiana... I don't know. Not. I want to say this class. I want to be clear. Indiana in 2023 have a higher ranked recruiting class in Louisville?
Right now, I think they have the top recruiting class in the country, but that's only because
that doesn't mean anything.
I saw someone bragging about that on Twitter. I was like, guys, come on.
Kentucky fans did when they were 15th in football for a week.
IU did that also.
they did. Yeah, absolutely. but you do the victory dance when you can.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you take it when you can.
Yeah, but. Yes, I think they will, especially with the NCAA.
How about that? Calling a shot. Yeah.
Look at that.
I like it, Jack.
How about that? Well, let's take a break. 437-9680. Quick break. On the other end, we'll wrap up the show. What will Jack Grossman be doing in Alabama?
Oh, yeah.
John Calipari on Shaden Sharp, and we can get into some more nonsense and your text. 437-9680. It's The Take on a Thursday on ESPN 680.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Honey, let's go to bed.
And James Strebel.
Yo, I gotta read these Matt Jones tweets real quick, because I'm mad! I'm mad!
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
One more segment to go here in a Thursday edition of The Take on ESPN 680, 105.7, ESPNLouisville.com. 437-9680, UPS Jobs text line will get you into your night. Soccer City coming up next right here on 680, 105.7. Then at 8 o'clock, a little Thursday night football coming your way. And then, excuse me, at 6 o'clock, we have the pregame show, Miller Lite pregame show with your boy Patty Ice. You okay? You
yeah.
little burp there?
A little burp. So
you get a little burp
little
there?
Cough button.
You give a little burp
little
there?
A little burp, yeah.
A little Bush Light burp?
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah, a little foam.
You okay? A little foam in the esophagus. In the,
yeah, I'm good. No, I'm great.
You're good to go.
I had that piece of chocolate, so that
oh, is
might
that
be
what
it.
Did it.
Yeah, maybe the little chocolate.
That messes the white band?
Man, I tell you, that day, I thought you were dying in my house.
Yeah, I did
the day,
too.
The day the pita bread it got stuck in your throat.
Yeah, that was a bad day. Good day for radio, bad day for me. But I recovered and I'm still here. It's not stuck anymore.
Oh, goodness. Okay, so Jackie Grossman is going to Tuscaloosa. He's going to a little Alabama.
Yeah, I'm jealous.
To go visit his brother. So Jack and a buddy are going. This sounds like a fantastic weekend. So set up the weekend. Where are you staying? Is your brother, is he hooking you up? Are there parties? What's
right.
happening here?
All right, so I do not know much of the plan, but I do know what's happening. We're leaving at 8 a.m. tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm staying in, he calls it the triplex that my brother lives in.
Okay.
Him and 11 other people.
All right.
So you're staying with them.
Yes,
the frat
I'm
dudes.
Staying with them.
Wow, so you're, okay, I was wondering.
So I'm going to be in the belly of the beast.
Because I knew, it wasn't going to be a hotel or an Airbnb
no.
because it's a football weekend there in
yeah,
Tuscaloosa.
I'm not trying to pay for that.
Right.
Yeah.
That bleep has been, you know, rented.
Sold out.
Has been rented
yep.
out, sold out for months. Okay, so I figured you were staying with him, so you got like a, ooh, that couch. Or you got like a couch.
A futon?
I got an air mattress.
Nice.
Okay.
Okay.
Better than a couch,
yeah,
honestly.
Yeah, you don't want to
yeah.
stay on that couch.
No.
Yeah, no.
Sins have been committed
yeah,
on that
so, so there's been discussions
okay.
about going to the Alabama basketball game tomorrow night. See a little Nate Oates.
Oh,
you,
but you like that.
That'll be an easy
like
ticket.
Yeah, so either I go to the game and then go to the party after the game, or we just go to the party. That's a discussion. Yeah. I basically like whatever
just
you
go
guys,
to the party.
Yeah,
that'd
well,
be my choice.
So I'm kind of like with Ethan, like whatever you want to do, I'll go with because I don't really care. I'm
right.
fine either way. I'll be happy either way.
Yeah.
But apparently the frat's having some big band play tomorrow
Whoa.
Night. Yeah. So we're
who
gonna
is
do that. And,
do you know who it is?
Hell, I don't know. I haven't asked him. He just said it was a band. I said okay.
The Smash Mouth?
No, I doubt it's Smash Mouth.
Yeah, but. You need to text
He said
them.
A big band.
Yeah,
yeah. Who is
if
it?
If you say a big band, I mean, that could be frats. Don't they pay?
They do,
like,
yeah.
good money for these crappy bands to show up? I don't know. I'm out of my league here. I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe get a washed they up three doors do. Down. Maybe shows up. They're from the South. They're from Mississippi, I think.
I think they had Afro Man a few years ago.
See?
Yeah. You got, maybe see Afro Man. Who knows?
I mean, there's no way you know the song from Matt. Do you know?
Because it got high.
There we go.
Wow.
Yeah.
There
you got nervous at the end.
He did.
You got nervous at the end.
He played the Rustic Frog a few years ago,
yes,
Jack.
Yes,
of course
he did.
But
yeah, that is true.
Yeah, so yep. the plan is to either go to the basketball game, then go to the party, or go to the party, and then eventually go to the bars after that.
So what's the party then? Is that at the frat house?
Yeah,
or?
That's at the frat house.
So you're going to the actual frat house?
Yes.
Okay.
Where the band's playing, and then after that, you might go out to the bars.
Well, yes. I don't want to be insensitive. I don't want to be insensitive, but he's... Because I'm dancing around. It's the predominantly Jewish fraternity
yes, CBC
he's a part
is
of.
The,
okay.
Is the
okay.
Yes.
There we go.
Yeah,
all right.
Okay. I'm covering my bases.
Yep. Making sure everything's
okay,
on the up and up.
Okay.
Yep.
So you're going to do the, man, you're going to do the party then.
The bars.
Oh.
Yes.
Jack. God bless you.
And then Saturday morning, the game starts. It's the 3:30 CBS game. So
oh,
it's 2:30 local kick there. So
you can sleep
I'm
in.
Like, perfect. It's not a nooner. So I do remember the last time I was there, it was also a 2:30 kick. And I actually stayed – the buddy that I'm driving down with, I stayed – because this was before Ethan was at Alabama.
Yeah.
I stayed with him in the frat house, and they still woke up at like 7 a.m. for the 2:30 kick.
Well, they had a tailgate.
So, yes.
Yeah.
So,
awesome.
Yes, they had a tailgate. So
yeah.
I don't know how early we'll be waking up, but it will not be as early as it would have been if it was a nooner.
Right.
Or 11 a.m. kick. So I'm happy about that. I can get some sleep. I can catch up a little bit, recover a little bit, then tailgate during the day, go to the football game. I'm sitting in the student section with Ethan.
Oh,
so,
man.
Wow.
This is a weekend I used to live
well,
for.
Here's the thing that you need to know. I'm trying to think of what the appropriate over-under would be. How many times Jack falls in love this weekend?
Oh, man.
Like, I like... For,
ten and a half.
Ten and a half? I would have a 110 and a half.
Oh, okay, well,
that,
yeah.
10 and a half?
I don't know.
10 and a half? Yeah, okay. You know yourself.
Well,
okay?
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
I'm
going to
be in love the entire weekend.
I mean, they scan that crowd.
Oh, and it's...
Yes.
haymakers all around.
Right.
I'll be wearing my sunglasses. Is it supposed to be
I'll be wearing my sunglasses.
Wearing sweatpants?
No. It's supposed to be roughly high 60s and clear. But
there you go.
Saturday and
man,
Sunday.
Oh, man.
Who's
got it better than him?
Nobody right now. I mean,
who's got it better than him?
He had a big night Tuesday night.
It's been a great week, man.
Has been a great week.
He couches that into Alabama. IU post game last night. IU wins.
He does a little IU post game after a win.
Then he goes to Tuscaloosa.
Which, by the way, is that the first time? Is that the first time you've done a post game after a win?
Oh, he's smiling.
No, it's not. Just my buddy sexts me. He's listening right now. He says,
"Oh, is he?"
He says, "I've tried my whole life to push my love on Alabama. You'll never buy it." There's a difference between loving the football team and loving
the
everything.
Scenery.
Yes, the scenery.
Yeah. What gives a damn? Jack's not falling in love with the football.
No, he's
like, we all know how great the football team is.
I'm going to sit there and Alabama's going to win by four touchdowns, and it'll be fine. It'll be fun. It'll
what
be a great
are we doing here?
Yes.
You're not going to be wow, I've converted because of Bryce Young.
I have been rooting all season for Arkansas just so that they could be 21st in the country and be so that there could be some fake juice for this game.
Right, a little bit of relevancy.
Yes.
Right,
yes, and so that before Alabama goes out and beats them by 28.
But you got to get tickets to this. I'm looking here. I mean, there's a bunch of tickets available
for the basketball game.
Yeah, I'm on Ticketmaster, which is
To see some Nate Oates. I think there's some preliminary plans for Ethan to come up when they're at Rupp.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for me, him, and my buddy.
Look at that.
Go to Rupp Arena, Alabama, Kentucky. Yeah.
Corrupt Arena.
Yeah, they won't get a call, I'll tell you that. The rest will be on Cal side.
So,
will your mom give you like a, take care of your brother this weekend, or how does that go? Or does he get the call?
No,
take care of Jack.
You get the call.
That's all you. Okay. You're responsible.
Yes. So you expect a short conversation.
Yes, it'll happen tonight. Just,
there it is.
Are you dreading that conversation?
No.
Are you nervous?
I mean, I've had that conversation 85 times.
Okay, yeah.
It's a rerun.
Yes, it is as much of a rerun as you crushing Louisville or blank crushing Kentucky.
Yeah, good point.
It is
good
that much of a rerun. It is the free space on the bingo card.
Man.
I'm jealous because I used to.
Of course we're jealous.
Yeah, when I was your age.
I had nothing I'm doing this weekend, Jack.
Same here.
It's going to be the saddest weekend, right? I just want you to know, while you're having fun, it's like me and Strebel aren't doing anything. Your wife's working.
Yeah.
Never mind. It's a great weekend for Strebel.
Yeah.
You would rather be. Wait. You are our fraud. You would rather be doing what you're doing than what he's doing.
Not at Jack's age. Now, if I was Jack's age, I would be wanting to do what Jack's doing. At my age right now, I'd rather be doing what I want to do.
Wait, I'm 37. You're what, 42?
No, I'll be 40 in January. I'm 39.
I would rather be doing what Jack's doing than staying home.
Not me. I mean,
don't give me that. I love my kids. I know you love your kids.
It's not only that. It's like, I'm more comfortable at home. I don't have to worry about anything. I could drink as much as I want in my house. I don't have to worry about going anywhere.
Do you think drinking's going to be an issue with
Jack Grossman? No, but I won't be. I remember, in college.
There also won't be co-eds.
Yeah, it was just fine with me at this juncture in my life.
No,
I don't mind. I'm happy for Jack.
Oh,
like I said, when I was Jack's age, this would have been a very big weekend for me. But I've got, I got a little Ohio Kentucky basketball post game and a little New Mexico State Kentucky post game. Yeah.
Texas says, I can see Jack right now at the frat party trying to get the hookup. What's up, baby? Want to hear me ask John Calipari about the IU series?
Oh, man. Greg Doyle wrote about
John
me.
Larry Ball did an article
about me.
He said, "A media member." That's me.
Yes. I am the A media member. I'm that person.
You gotta lie. What's your lies gonna be?
You're a big radio personality.
Yeah, I said, ESPN.
Yeah, you work for ESPN. You cover big time sports. You go to Kentucky basketball games.
Yep.
You're a credentialed media member. Yep. I mean, there's all kinds of things you could roll with. And that's all true, by the way.
Jack's going to be drunk like name-dropping Dan Issel.
Yeah.
Will you name-drop Dan Issel one time this weekend?
Absolutely.
Will anyone there, just one co-ed at Alabama, know who Dan Issel is?
I've done a podcast with Pete. Have you ever heard of the Field of 68 with Jeff Greer?
Have you ever heard of Pete DePrimo?
They have Archie Miller on.
I'm on the same network as the Miller brothers.
Is that your Dan Dockich's nephew?
I was once sold to sack up by Dan
Dockich's nephew.
Yeah. You know who Dockich is? He was going to be on Outkick the Coverage.
Texas says, I think he
Dockich
is.
Dockich would probably be popular.
No, I think Dockich is.
Did that happen now?
He was randomly on the Outkick stream.
Oh, okay. So now that's back on. I know they like.
I have no
something
idea.
Something happened.
It was just him talking about like it wasn't even Ohio State Xavier. It was some random Pac-12 game. And I'm like, nobody cares about this.
Like Oregon BYU
or
something.
College basketball's niche, especially to a Southern audience like that. Now you are going ultra niche with a random game. Texas says, Sweeney, I'm heading to French Lick tomorrow evening for some gambling debauchery. Let's go. Man, I'd love to do that.
Ooh. I've been up there, but I've never been through the casino.
I've still never been to French Lick.
It's nice. It's really nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Texas says, round grandfather.
Yeah, basically. I'm okay with that.
Texas says, Dribble's worried about blowing the staples out.
No, I'm happy that the Kentucky game's at noon, so then I do the post-game show, and I get the rest of the night to do whatever the hell I want. I'm very excited about
Texas
that.
Texas says, is Jack going to sing the curse words in Dixieland Delight?
Probably not.
Do they do Dixieland Delight?
Yes, they do Dixieland Delight.
Is it racist stuff?
Is there racism in that song?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know because that's at some stadiums, that's something. I don't know.
I can report back.
Okay,
on
thank
that.
You. Thank you.
I can report back.
Do we ever find out what band's playing? Has Ethan hit you back?
He'll text me back at 6:01.
Yeah, absolutely.
Man, what's he got to do?
You have to text us so we know for tomorrow in case it's like a band we want to talk to.
Do you know his buddies that are up there? Are you going to go
in
blind?
I know some of them.
Okay.
There's a couple of them from Louisville that I know.
Yeah, there you go.
And then there's some that I've met a few times when they've come up here.
See, Jax could be that, like, that guy that everybody loves. Like, they just want Jack to drink and have a good time, and Jack's fun. I could totally see you being a star this weekend. I could totally see that. Absolutely.
By the way, Kentucky basketball just put out a you'll love this. They just put out an email.
Yeah.
Mini packs are now available. They're begging tickets.
Oh, yeah.
You hear
yeah.
that? Calipari today was begging tickets.
Yeah.
Well,
quit begging tickets. Quit scheduling crap games, and then maybe people will go.
How about that?
They're crap.
How about that?
I don't like it.
A little beg?
Yeah, begging. Yeah.
A little beg?
Please come see us play, Ohio. Please. Don't worry about the amenities of your home. Please, the Bobcats. Come on.
Boy, I'm not going to read that one. Yes, French Lick. Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
You ever seen that movie, Jack?
Did Maven really say they should fire Sad if he gets wasted by Kentucky?
Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that. No, he didn't.
No way.
He did not
say
that.
You're going to get wasted by UK in my stadium. We're gonna listen. Put it this way, Steve, it's the only confrontational thought I'd have. Get wasted in front of a 65% Kentucky crowd in Cardinal Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
You go get wasted. My energy, because like my energy, I will try to spread the word as hard as humanly possible that this is not going to work here.
So that's the line in the sand.
Dieter said, the Louisville guys, I get it. Dieter's like 6-6, and Blank, you know, I don't know what
Blank
to say.
Blank loves 6-6.
I'm just sitting back, and I'm like, man, they're just, I agree with Maven. You know where I stand.
Yeah.
But I do not think it's going to be 65% Kentucky fans.
No, it'll be more like.
I want to be clear. I think it's going to be.
Like 40%.
Yeah.
Like 60-40 Louisville, Kentucky.
There's going to be more Louisville fans there than Kentucky
fans. Oh, yeah.
I could be wrong.
It's not like the Petrino year where it was like no one in Louisville wanted to go, and you can't blame them for not wanting to go see that. I can't blame them at all.
Jack, I got to be somewhere. We were going to get out a little bit early anyway.
Oh.
So let's get. What's 56 going to be? 56.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Soccer City's ready. We never got an answer back from your brother, I assume.
I'll let you know. Yeah.
What a gutless puke.
He's busy. Well, Thursday night's party night in college college.
Yeah, the weekend's already started.
Yeah, it's already started.
Thank you, Campbell's dumb.
Yeah.
Thank you for that, Campbell's.
I was at Bellarmine.
The Rangers going on there.
You'd be surprised.
I mean, come on. What are you doing right now? You know what? I would be surprised.
You would. You would be surprised.
I would be surprised. You're exactly right. Jackie boy, have a safe trip. We're back at it for a Half Football Friday tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Soccer City coming up next on 680. U of L pregame over on 93.9 The Ville.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
CardNation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.